Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Stop being stupid, people.
All bets are off.
You all suck.
I'm Morenci Unfiltered.
Scumbags! All right, let's roll. Let's do this thing. A special edition of Morenci Unfiltered, the podcast, except we're doing this live. Live in front of a studio audience, well, at least modern live for what today's live is. But get on a grid. You can catch Morenci Unfiltered on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcasts. We do a daily podcast released five times a week throughout the week. This will be posted via podcast later this evening in a couple hours. It's tough right now. It's very difficult to do live programming. Our main studio, Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan, is closed. So, you know, what are you going to do? The studio is closed. You know, Manhattan is closed. And, of course, we generally broadcast from the FanDuel Sportsbook as well. But FanDuel Sportsbook, of course, closed along with the Meadowlands Racetrack. So it's very difficult to do live programming right now. We're working on it. Now, you can do live internet and podcasts and stuff like this, but difficult to shoot game time decisions and the TV shows live. So basically what we're doing, we shoot the show and then it airs the following day. It's not perfect. It is what it is. But the podcast, this podcast is cool because it's pretty much the livest, sort of freshest thing that we have. So we can give you what we got as far as breaking news. And at this time of the year, there hasn't been a ton of breaking news. Unfortunately, it's all been bad news in the real world. Sports news hasn't been anything good, right, in a couple of weeks. What's been a good sports story in the last couple of weeks? It's been some great acts. Some athletes have donated money, which is really nice. But, you know, we don't really ever get, like, breaking. Now, the NFL free agency and Tom Brady, and people talked about that ad nauseum to death. And for the record, Brady gets number 12. Shocking. Chris Godwin wore number 12. He will now wear number 14 with TB in TB. But speaking of Bs, forget about TB. Let's talk about AB. Because there was a lot of talk about AB, as in Antonio Brown being linked and connected to Tom Brady. Tom Brady follows him on Instagram and Twitter, seems to support him often and stuff, is like, gives him like words of encouragement. And, you know, a lot of people thought, the word was that potentially actually that Brady and AB, like Brady, wherever he went, was going to say, listen, I want AB to come with me. Bruce Arians said no. Now, the other day, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers general manager sort of left the window open a little bit. You know, basically, never say never to anything. Yet, a couple of things to point out. Antonio Brown is, he's related to a Hollywood Brown, the kid that went to Oklahoma, the rookie last year with the Baltimore Ravens, the wide receiver, the speed burner. It's like his nephew type of thing. So there is a picture today that was posted of Hollywood Brown, Lamar Jackson, and Antonio Brown together in Florida. And I should note arm in arm, right? Which, I, you know, I guess it's Florida, and none of these jackasses in Florida believe in social distancing, evidently. And we'll get to that because it's starting to piss me off for real, actually, now. Listen, I don't care. I'll be honest with you. If a bunch of people in Tennessee want to die, go ahead and die, right? Yeah, if you want to kill yourselves off in Texas and be stupid in Mississippi and stuff, go ahead and do it. I don't care. I really don't. I will not, like, lose any sleep over it. But you're ruining it for everybody. That's the thing. I don't know what part of this you jackasses don't get, but we're going to get into that. All right? We'll get into that. So, these idiots, they do a picture, they're arm in arm. It's like, how stupid are you guys? Like, but anyways, like, they're all good football players, but I don't think, these guys aren't going to be operating on anybody anytime soon. No, they're not Myron Roll, I'll tell you that. All right? The only time AP's ever going to be in a hospital is if he beats up a chick and she ends up there. These guys, they're morons. So, anyways, Antonio Brown. So right away, of course, everything lights up. Oh, my God, Antonio Brown to Baltimore, which, let's be real, isn't crazy talk, right? Isn't crazy talk. Like, really, you look at the Baltimore Ravens, they're a damn good football team. Their defense is really good. They have Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar might have had a career year. A lot of times you'll see guys light it up. Like, he's going to have a hard time matching what he's done, but he's still good. I'm not saying he's a bust or a flash in the pan, but Baltimore need weapons, right? Like, you saw Tennessee shut them down cold, stone cold, Steve Austin style in the playoffs because they were one-dimensional. They knew, all right, we just got to contain Lamar. He's not a great pocket passer, and he has no one to throw it to. Like, throwing it to Hollywood Brown, like, bombs every, 10 plays isn't going to win a Super Bowl. They do need a stud wide receiver. They can draft one. There's a ton of stud wide receivers in the draft available this year, right? So they don't need Antonio Brown. Yet the story is nice because it's Antonio Brown. It's, Baltimore is rivals. They're rivals with Pittsburgh. And it's funny because everybody mocks Antonio Brown, but the second they're, Antonio Brown, picture with a guy in the Baltimore Ravens, people are, Antonio to Baltimore, Antonio to Baltimore. Now, as far as Antonio Brown is concerned, he's not even allowed to play in a league right now. And there is no league right now, guys. There's a freaking crisis and a pandemic going on. Will the NFL go on? We'll get into that. We'll touch on that. But as far as AB is concerned, the thing with Antonio Brown is he's suspended, but for what? You know what I mean? Like, when I look at Antonio Brown, I sort of, that's what you got to think. It's like he's on the inactive list right now, right? Like, he has to, like, apply to get let back in the National Football League. Yet the thing with Antonio Brown is, like, if you look at his rap sheet, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's basically like Justin Bieber or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing really serious. He never does anything serious. He threw a couch off a balcony once, nearly hit somebody, but he didn't, like, you know what I mean? He didn't, like, try to assault them. He just happened to throw a couch off a balcony. He's erratic. I'm not saying if I was a woman, I'd go anywhere near the guy. Yet, even his woman trouble there, there's no criminal suit. She's suing them for, and I don't want to be crude, but I don't know. Like, they have a relationship together for the last, like, 15, 20 years, essentially. She's been, like, one of his personal assistants forever. And I don't know. Yeah. The accusation is that he pleasured himself while she was sleeping. Basically, he, ejaculated on her back. Like, she's suing him. She says she was sleeping and he started sort of pulling it. And the thing is, it's not really alleged. Like, he admitted it because she has the text message, which he told her she liked it or whatever, right? But hey, listen, I'm not saying he's a nice guy, but it sounds like that's a matter between friends more than anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he didn't, he's not pulling out on the subway in front of strangers. Like, hey, listen, I'm not advocating. I'm just stating, in the grand scheme of things, like, Michael Vick killed dogs, all right? Like, Antonio Brown hasn't killed anybody. He threw a rock at a moving truck company. He didn't pay a personal trainer. You know what I mean? Like, he's an idiot. He's an idiot. I'm not sitting here defending Antonio Brown. He's an idiot. He's a jackass. He's a jackass, all right? All of the above. we acknowledge all of that. But I'm just stating, how many people are in the NFL right now that have done worse things, right? To me, like, Antonio Brown's not in the NFL, really, because teams don't sign him, not because they think he's big, big trouble. They don't care, man. They don't care. Right? They only care because he's erratic and he'll turn on you, as we saw with the Raiders. Like, he wouldn't even wear a stupid helmet, right? He started arguing right away about helmets and stuff. And then you realize, it's not really worth it. right? He is a great player. He's not getting any younger. You know, he's still got some football left in him, but I just figured I'd bring it up. Hey, I don't even know if you're a Raven fan. And put it this way as well, and let's call it out for what it is. It's Moretzi Unfiltered. So what are people in Baltimore going to complain? I mean, come on, man. Your captain allegedly smashed someone over the head with a champagne bottle and killed them. You know, your most famous, like, legendary player. You know what I mean? It's not like – so I don't really want to hear from Raven fans. Well, I don't want AB because of the morals of it. Wow. You guys in Baltimore kind of lost your morals a long time ago with that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if it was the BYU Cougars, yeah, we can't recruit them. I would understand. You're the Baltimore Ravens. It's not like you guys are known as, like, Mother Teresa's in the first place, all right? Oh, now you have morals? Ray Rice played for you guys. I can go down a list if you want. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're – so, like, basically, if you're a Raven fan, you're like, oh, I don't want Antonio Brown. Well, you know, you better not want him because of football purposes. And really, football purposes, there's no reason not to want him because you need him. I hate to say it, but anyways, there might not even be an NFL. And, you know, let me just bring this up. So we got the AB stuff, just for the record. Now you know AB took a picture with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown, arm in arm, being the morons that they are. And, of course, they were in Florida. And speaking of Florida. Speaking of Florida, I think the governor of Florida earlier on Wednesday, depending on when you're listening to this, but it was Wednesday, the governor of Florida finally sort of issued a state lockdown, but he really didn't. Like, he didn't close the beaches again. He didn't he didn't close the churches, religious services. And he's clearly just playing politics with people's lives. And this isn't a political show. You know, we do get more political on the podcast than we do on the TV shows. We stay away from it on the TV shows. But he's playing with people's lives. And, you know, Florida, 25% of the population are elderly. He's going to get people killed. And fine. You know what I mean? I feel bad for, like, the victims. So when I said earlier, I don't care if people in Tennessee die. I care. I feel bad for the families that get misguided. But this is what happens. You vote for morons. And you know what? And there's consequences. There's consequences. So there's a common pattern, though. Like, Alabama thinks it's fine. Tennessee thinks it's a hoax. It's just the flu. Mississippi, all the mayors in Mississippi, they're not all dumb, right? So all the mayors in Mississippi basically shut Mississippi down. And then the governor made everything an essential service. Like, basically, what isn't an essential service? You know what I mean? Like, nail salons are an essential service now. Like, everything's open in Mississippi, right? Like, the sheer ignorance, because they say, well, it's an East Coast thing. I've seen people on Laura Ingraham's show talking about how it's only hitting people that smoke weed. Yeah, because all these old people smoke weed, right, Laura? You know, it's vapors. It's East Coast liberals. It's just New York. It's like, you guys are morons. Like, if a disease made it from China to the United States, you don't think it's going to make it from state to state? Oh, it hasn't hit here hard yet. Oh, wow. You know, we believe in freedom here. This isn't a terrorist that you can shoot. You can't just chant USA, USA and defeat a coronavirus. So, but these dumbasses, and like I said, I don't care. They vote for morons. They are morons. It is. So it is what it is, right? But now they're going to die because of it. But because of them, there'll be no Dallas Cowboys. Like, if the state of Texas's governor thinks that this isn't real, just wait until 2-3 months. It's going to be real, real, real there. And the Cowboys won't be able to play. It's almost like the people in Florida, Texas, and Mississippi, and Alabama, they don't care. Like, I'm being serious. They don't care the people in New York are dying. They don't care all those East Coast liberals, Nancy Pelosi, and – oh, it's California, right? They don't care. I'll just be real. I don't think they care, right? So, but tell these, like, yokels that, you know what? You'll freaking care when there's no SEC football, jackass, won't you? You'll care when the college football season gets canceled because you guys didn't close down, right? You'll care then when there's no Longhorn football, won't you, Chuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's amazing, these people. Like, and I hate to say it, you have to put it in context for people. You know what I mean? Like these people don't seem to care about social distancing. They think it's a big hoax. Like, you need to tell them, guys, there'll be no football. Like, I'll just put it that way to you. It's pretty clear you don't care if grandma dies. Fine. Your grandma, it's not my grandma. You want to, you all you dumb kids going to spring break in Florida and Florida leaving the beaches open, you want to kill your own relatives, fine, right? You're going to get other people. You might kill a random relative. You could be charged with manslaughter. You probably should be. But, like, put it in context. Tell them. Tell them, hey, listen, Florida, there'll be no NASCAR. No Daytona 500. No, there's no NASCAR. There's no race. There's no Homestead. There's no Coca-Cola 400 because you guys are going to the beach still. Like, maybe if you explain it in sports terms for these idiots, they'll understand a little bit clearer. Because it's pretty clear they don't understand it now. They don't get it now. And, like, I don't know. Like, there's like 4,000 or 5,000 people dead in America. They're projected to say, oh, there's maybe 250,000 people going to die. And these people are walking around saying, oh, it's just a hoax. It's the New York Times. It's like the liberal media. I'm telling you now, all right? Coronavirus doesn't care if you're Asian, you know, if you're Chinese, white, black, Hispanic, gay, straight, transgender. It doesn't matter. You know, like, so the ignorance. And like I said, fine. Like, if you saw a bunch of people somewhere doing something and they were all shooting themselves every day because they were stupid, you'd be like, yeah, well, what are you going to do? They're morons. You know what I mean? But the thing is, their ignorance is tacking on. I've seen experts say that every day that a town or a community, a city does not shut down adds on a week of misery, essentially. So one day, that's another 7 days of lockdown. Like, how many days are these people? They're still open. Mississippi's open. Texas is open. Alabama's open. The Dakotas, all these places. Now, listen, I get it. I'm not saying there's going to be, the sky is going to fall everywhere. You know, North Dakota might not get hit as hard, etc. It is going to be more congested in urban areas and cities, right? Rurally, they don't come as much contact with people, etc. But the thing is, in the rural areas, it doesn't take much for, like, shit to hit the fan, so to speak, right? Like, they're not built for it. Like, basically, I saw a doctor in Oklahoma talking about how, basically said he's got, like, 6 beds. You know what I mean? And 2 of them are set up for, like, you know, serious things only. Like, he basically said, I'm screwed if people show up here. Like, they'll die, right? So that's the whole thing. People in small towns think, well, we'll be, you know, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen there is all of your grandmothers and parents are going to show up at a hospital once, and they're not all coming home. That's what's going to happen. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there'll be no college football kickoff because you're all stupid. That's what's going to happen. So, as I stated, if you're tuning in right now, hopefully if you're tuning in from Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, and I know we have fans in most of these places, stay safe. Don't listen to peer pressure or people around you and say, oh, I see people out here. They're all walking around with coronavirus right now. All right? And it's going to hit the fan down the road. It's not like, oh, maybe. It's yes, indeed. As my late father told me, it is, it was, and it's going to be. Get on the grid. Morency Unfiltered continues.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Morenci Unfiltered continues. Get on the grid, Sports Grid. I am Morenci. This is the podcast. We're doing it a special special edition. We're doing it live to YouTube. It'll be transformed over to podcast form. So I see we've got a bunch of people tuning in right now, including our boy Paco Healy, who's on the front lines out there. Paco Healy's a first responder medic in California. So I know Paco Healy. I don't have to tell you about what a serious thing this is. And I hope you have the equipment and the gear that you're able to stay safe right now. So shout out to Paco Healy. Give him a thumbs up because he's keeping people safe out there. Real, real tough. All right. So let's get into some more news right now. Sort of sports news. We were talking about AB earlier. So some more sports news is Khabib and Tony Ferguson and the quest by Dana White, to pull this card off. And you know, we all know it's not happening, all right? It's supposed to be April 18th. So what is it? It's April Fool's now. It's less than 3 weeks away. Khabib is in Russia. He's off. Now, Tony Ferguson today did like a little media blitz, and it's just so stupid. It's so stupid. And I agree with a tweet here from Luke Thomas. Luke Thomas covers mixed martial arts for SiriusXM and Showtime. We've had him on the show before. I think he used to be with the Bleacher Report or Bloody Elbow, which was, you know what I mean? One of those. He's been around MMA a long time, this guy. He's been around. And, you know, he's got some good tweets about this. And so does, what's the guy's name? Ah, man, I want to get his name right. The guy tweets, he's got all the great MMA videos all the time. Anyways, the fact, so Tony Ferguson, and I'm just saying I'm going to agree with both these guys. So Tony Ferguson does an interview with Errol Hawani and is running his mouth about how Khabib is scared. He ran to Russia. He's scared to fight him. It's like, bro, shut the F up, man. Like, yeah, Khabib is scared. And as Luke Thomas put the list together here, he said Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor, Ally and Quinta, Edson Barbosa, Michael Johnson, Rafael Dos Anjos, Thiago Tavares, Gleison Tibau, and Pat Healy. I'm sure the dude who has beat these guys and everyone else he's ever faced before is hiding. I'm sure it's not because there's a world pandemic. I'm sure. Like, Tony Ferguson's running his mouth about Khabib is scared and Khabib should be stripped of the belt because he's scared to fight him. It's like, dude, Khabib is a 3-1 favorite against you, jackass. And I like Tony Ferguson, but you're as stupid as one of these people walking around in the South right now. Like, I like Tony Ferguson. You're a good fighter. But, bro, you're a 3-1 underdog. Like, you think Khabib, he's never lost before. And what, he's scared of you? Dude, like, you don't even know what day it is half the time, man. You know what I mean? Like, it was a couple of months ago, you thought aliens were coming to abduct you and stuff. And, you know, I see you're training right now. You're in training. You're dodging flares in your kitchen. Like, you know, listen, Tony Ferguson is a fun guy. He's a crazy dude. You know what I mean? He's definitely, he's like an old school UFC guy. He's not all there, but he's like, he's a good fighter. And, you know what I mean? He's entertaining and stuff. But it's like, bro, we're in the middle of the biggest pandemic of our lifetimes. But in over 100 years, the last time the world has seen anything like this was the Spanish flu, all right, in 1918. So we're dealing with something that we haven't dealt with in over 100 years in our lifetime. Every business is closed. 80% of America is on lockdown and the other 20% are too stupid. So, like, I don't know what part of this you're not really understanding, Tony Ferguson, that there's kind of a lot of shit going on right now, bro. And I don't think that Khabib, I think Khabib would smash your face, whether there was coronavirus or not coronavirus in the air. I think Khabib would smash your face, whether you played, you guys went to Russia and fought, whether you put this card on in the Middle East, or whether you put it on in Canada or Las Vegas. If Tony Ferguson fights Khabib in Toronto, Ontario, Khabib wins. If they fight in Las Vegas, Khabib wins. If they fight in Russia, Khabib wins. If they fight in Dubai, Khabib wins. All right, Tony, listen. You're a great fighter. It's too bad that you're getting screwed over like this. It's not meant to be that for some reason you and Khabib it's not meant to be. I'm not even kidding. Like I said, at this point, you guys should just become friends. Put your hands up together, take a picture, put your both arm in arm and say, you know what? God doesn't want us to fight. This will be like the sixth time it's canceled. Like at some point, it's like, I don't know. It's not meant to be. Like I would, if I was either one of them, I'd say to the other guy, I'd be like, listen, every time we agree to fight, either I get hurt or you get hurt or there's a world pandemic. So let's just like move on with our lives. Now, it's not going to happen. Tony Ferguson wants to try to get a piece of the belt and make some money, obviously. But I do agree. You know, I want to get the guy's name. What is it? Garbosa. I think it is Garbosa. I'll find him. Now it's bothering me. The other guy on Twitter. I've used his videos and he's used mine before. He's pretty much like the top MMA guy on Twitter for like different fights. And he's always got cool videos up and knockouts of like Japan and whatever up right away. Try to get his name. Try to nail this down. But whatever. That doesn't really matter. But I was just stating, like, I agreed with his take that, like, it's stupid. It's, like, worse than wrestling. It's literally worse than wrestling. Like, that you're sitting there, if you're Tony Ferguson and you're running your mouth about someone being scared in the middle of a freaking pandemic when the guy is in lockdown in Russia right now. And, oh, yeah, it's a guy that's never lost in his entire life, and it is a 3-1 favorite against you. Like, I'm not really sure what he's scared of, Tony. If anything, you're just going to piss him off and he's going to, like, crush your face even more than he was already going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, like, you're not doing yourself any favors. You're not doing yourselves any favors. And listen, Tony Ferguson is a great fighter and does have a chance. Tony Ferguson is a great fighter and does have a chance against Khabib. I'm not saying that he doesn't have any chance in hell. He's got a good chance. Like, he's got it, put it this way. He's got a better chance than Conor did, right? And people talk themselves into believing that Conor McGregor, you know, had a good chance. But there's a difference between having a chance and your opponent being scared of you, right? I don't think Khabib thinks you're a joke of a fighter. But at the same point in time, Khabib is unstoppable. There's a reason why he's never lost before. And anyone that saw the fight against Conor McGregor with Khabib, everyone thought, oh, Khabib's going to take him down. Khabib beat Conor up standing up, right? And that's what's scary. Khabib's added a stand-up to his game. And listen, as I stated, I like Tony Ferguson a lot. You know what I mean? I bet on him a lot. I've won a lot of money on Tony Ferguson over the years. I'm a fan of Tony Ferguson. I like him. Yet he won't be able to not get taken down. Yet, so I'm just stating, it's ridiculous that today he's running his mouth about Khabib being scared and about how he should be stripped of the belt. Now, he basically went on to say that these freaking lights. He basically went on to say that he's willing to fight Gaethje or whoever. So Tony Ferguson isn't backing out or anything like that. But Tony Ferguson said, if I'm going to fight, I want to fight for the belt. So if it's not Khabib, then I deserve to be fighting for the belt. And, you know, that's also subjective, right? No, you don't deserve to be fighting for the belt. Like, Khabib isn't dodging you, bro. It's not like Khabib is, Yeah, you know, he's jerked you around a bit in the past. I'm not going to dispute that. You can't dispute that. You know what I mean? You can't dispute it. But he hasn't, like, he's not dodging you. So it's just stupid. Like I said, if somebody's a 3-to-1 favorite, it's hard, like, you know, I wouldn't be running my mouth that the guy's, like, scared of you. Number one, like, number two, the guy's Dazikstani. He wrestled bears as a kid. I don't think he's scared of anything. Let's just be real. Like, what is Khabib going to be scared of Tony Ferguson about? Right? Now, listen, if I was the UFC, I would stay on track with this fight. I would stay on track for this fight. You've been this long. You've been through hell and back already with this. You know, why look back now? Right? You've already waited this long. The only thing is you can't let fighters train hard every day. And this is a thing that, like, Dana White, well, it was kind of a, it's stupid for Dana White. You can't just have fighters train and prepare for a fight for like 3 months. And professional fighters, their camps are intense, right? So, like, there's a buildup. So then, like, you know, a week before or whatever, they're starting to get into killer mode, right? It goes from sparring to, like, all right, then they start to change as the fight goes. It's sort of like a pitcher being ready, all warmed up to go, and then the game is rained out, right? Like, they're ready to go. Their routine is ready. And, like, a pitcher can't, like, just start the next day again. Like, it screws. He's going to have to miss a start or whatever. They're going to have to figure something out. And same thing with a fighter. So you can't have Ferguson and Khabib in a perpetual state of training and stressed out about this fight for 6 months. I get that, right? So I think the best thing to do right now would basically just tell both fighters, listen, we're going to chill out. The UFC has a better chance of coming back faster than anybody else does. All right? Like, the UFC has a chance because they're not a league. They don't have any ethics. They don't have to worry about anything, really. Just ESPN. You know what I mean? So, like, they're going to be able to come back the fastest. So, and another thing is they don't need fans. It's pay-per-view anyways, right? They'll make money anyways. I'm going to tell you right now, like, I don't see any reason why. And a lot of people ask, or what's the timeline for this? And when are sports coming back and all that other type of stuff? If you're the UFC, I think you can legitimately have these two dudes fight in July. And I know if you told Dana White this, he'd be like, you're nuts. I'm not waiting until July for anything. But I'm being realistic. Like, the world is on lockdown. It's just beginning in America right now. Like, it's not, this isn't, oh, it's just in New York and it's going away, guys. Like, you know, there's a reason why, look, Virginia shut down till June 10th. Virginia shut down till June 10th. Maryland shut down till June 10th. Toronto shut down till June 30th. You know, they reason is, so listen, the new social distancing stuff, they say, oh, until April 30th. I'll guarantee you, it's not being lifted April 30th. All right? This thing is going to go April, May, and then probably into June. People are going to start to snap in June. I think they can deal with this month of April and May. June, people are going to start to get pissed off. I've been inside this whole time. How come it's getting worse? It's not pretty. Like, you know, it's not pretty. Like, so, you know, so for people to think, oh, it's going to end in a couple of weeks, it's not ending in a couple of weeks. So, and it's hard to put together a whole card, like, if you're the UFC. Like, you almost, I don't know, if I was the UFC, I'd consider, like, different options. I'm not opposed. Like, a lot of people are ripping Dana White for trying. Oh, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. Like, you're getting, you know, why are you so greedy and can't you just wait? He's a promoter. He's trying to put a car together. The thing is, as long as you can do something without putting other people in danger, that's the key. And I don't know if you can hold a whole UFC card without putting people in danger. Like, if you look at WrestleMania, it's a good example, actually. And WrestleMania is coming up, right? So you look at WrestleMania. I was very curious about that. Like, WrestleMania is they can't have it with fans, but they can still make money for pay-per-view. And the novelty of no fans at a WrestleMania, it'll be remembered forever, right? So they're going to do it at the Performance Center. They have a Performance Center in Orlando, and, you know, TV studio, et cetera. So, all right, you know, you guys can shoot there, but I was wondering, how are you going to do this? Like, if there's no, you can't have people in the same room, really. You can't have that many people in the same room. How the hell are you going to have WrestleMania? You have all those wrestlers, everything's like, you know, so choreographed and everything. And what they had to do is tape it. They had no choice. You know what I mean? This is, we're living in bizarre world times right now. They have no choice but to tape it. So, because they know we can't have that many cameramen and all these wrestlers and everything at the room at the same time. So they're basically down to, all right, four cameramen, the two wrestlers, let's go. Tape it. Shoot it. Boom. That's a match. It's done. Right? And it's going to affect betting for WrestleMania. And we all want to bet on it because there's nothing to bet on right now. But the sports books aren't going to be down with taking WrestleMania action because they know it's taped. Like, WrestleMania is like half done already or mostly done. But my point is, even the UFC in an enclosed environment, it's tough to do. Unless you basically just say, you know what? We're going to do like this, just you two fighting. There's no one else on the card. We're taking Khabib. We're taking Ferguson. We got them both tested for coronavirus. They've, you know, whatever. And we're bringing them to this location and they're fighting in a warehouse. And we're putting on pay-per-view. Maybe you can pull that off. Like, but pulling off a whole card isn't going to happen, man. You can't get fighters. You can't travel. Like, airports are closed. Countries are barred from traveling to each other, etc. Like, it's complete chaos right now. Get on a grid.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frenzy Unfiltered, the podcast. We appreciate those of you joining us for a special live edition of the podcast. It's nice to see that even in the times of a crisis and a pandemic, that there are still trolls that exist. And that's, you know, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. And it's one thing I do mean. It always saddens me. It always saddens me when I see on the news, especially now, you'll see like a lot of nice people pass. You know, I saw a story about a 49-year-old guy. He cleans up like the NYPD, one of the NYPD police stations in Manhattan that, he's like the janitor of the place, and he got coronavirus cleaning the place up, and he died. So, like, why does that guy die, and somehow these trolls get to live? And it's always baffled me. But for all you trolls out there, you know the good thing is, so, like, for like, the real, and you know who they are. They're out there. So for all you troll bags out there, the beautiful thing is about this is this is your daily life. You sit online bitching about the world, about giving your opinion that nobody gives a shit about. You're never getting laid. You don't know. You have no friends. You've got nothing besides like crying on the internet all day. And then after the fact, when this is done, we're all going to go back to our regular lives. You're still going to be stuck inside in self-isolation. So who's the real winners and losers? Like, think about that. Like, think about these trolls. They're in self-isolation. This is their life. Like, for us, it's like, oh, my God. Like, for me, it's freaking me out. It's been 2 weeks. Like, I haven't gotten out. Normally, I'm in, like, one of the coolest cities in the world every day, getting into adventures. I'm hanging out at a racetrack and a FanDuel sportsbook in New York, New Jersey. I'm living an exciting life. Bang, bang, boom, boom. You know, guys like trolls like that, those guys, their biggest thrill is, ooh, they watch me for a couple of minutes and said something mean to me like I give a crap. See, the difference is, too, I get paid. That's another thing. Like, I get paid to get trolled. So it doesn't, you know what I mean? I don't, it doesn't bother me. Trolls do not bother me. I wish you would die. I hope you get the coronavirus and don't give it to anyone else and, like, get shortness of breath and collapse. But other than that, like, it doesn't, you don't bother me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get angry. I'm, trolls. I don't care. I don't care. I wish you the worst, like Mr. Burns said. I wish you nothing but pestilence, but, you know, other than that, other than that. So, as far as the severity of everything right now, when is sports going to be coming back? I've been pretty bang on about my, you know, what I've said about all of this, the virus and stuff. And I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't really realize it'd be this bad. You know, it's one of those deals where, oh, it's going to rain. Yeah, yeah, but how hard is it going to rain? Like, you don't realize until it's really raining hard. You're like, oh, hey, you're not kidding. It's really raining. So I'm just sort of being realistic. And I'm not trying to be negative or positive. I'm being realistic. And I think I'm being somewhat positive in this, in which I was thinking that July was kind of laughable. And I might be naive right now. Like, think about how our perceptions are going to change, guys. And shout out to Matthias in Germany for tuning in. What's up, Matthias? Cody out there in Vancouver, where I might be sooner rather than later. David, what's up, David? So if you look at this realistically, just from, you have to look at it first from a society standpoint before you can look at a sports standpoint. Like, a great example is Adam Schefter. And this is mind-blowing that Adam Schefter ripped the NFL. Because Adam Schefter, like, I swear to God, you could have given me a million to one odds and I would have said, nah, I'm not going to waste my money. I'm not going to win that bet. Adam Schefter says that the National Football League is holding their draft due to a lack of foresight. And he basically stated they're going to hold a draft even though there's carnage in the streets. I would never, ever have imagined Adam Schefter would be the one to rip the NFL. Like, Adam Schefter is like one of the biggest company guys, like, in the history of company guys. Like, you look up the definition of company guy in the dictionary and you're going to see Adam Schefter's name and face next to him. Company guy, Adam Schefter. Here's the clip of Schefter here.
And we all hope that it happens, frankly. We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's not happening. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Pope Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
Wow. There's Adam Schefter says they're determined to put this on while there's carnage in the streets. Wouldn't expect that from Adam Schefter. We apologize for the levels. What can you say to that? Like, and it's hard to argue it, to be honest. It's hard to say, well, Adam Schefter's wrong. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get into a situation. So, like, society has to be fine first, right? Like, as long as, as Schefter just stated, as long as there's, like, carnage in the streets and there's bodies, you know what I mean, and there's ambulances everywhere and the hospital's overrun, how can you even think about playing sports? And right now, and I was going to say, look at, like, if you think about, it was just about 2.5 weeks ago, guys, that it was like, wow, maybe we can play March Madness without fans. And, you know, no, it was ridiculous. You couldn't play March Madness without fans. So we might look back on this time right now, like when we're in July, and we might say to ourselves, oh, my God, can you believe on April 1st we were saying we thought they could play maybe in July? Right? Like, we don't know, man. Nobody knows. We're coming in uncharted territory with the world. The world's never seen anything like this before. One thing I'm a little freaked out, though, I can tell you, is I don't know what it is with, like, plagues in the 20s. Every 100 years. It's pretty nuts. Like, every freaking 100 years, there's pretty much been like a crazy ass plague, like on the 20s as well. Look at last time, like the Spanish flu, the flu pandemic. It was 1918, but it went into like 1920. If you go back to like the Black Plague and stuff, like all kinds of like plagues on the 20s. Very, very bizarre. A lot of weird, like, symmetries like that. Sort of like the City of Toronto championships. Pretty crazy. The Toronto Maple Leafs won the cup in 1918. There was no cup in 1919 due to the Spanish flu. The Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series. There was no World Series the following year because there was a lockout. They were the defending champions. The Toronto Raptors win their first ever title. Maybe don't get to defend it. Moral of the story is be scared. Next time a team from Toronto wins, be forewarned that crazy stuff's about to happen in the world. Like, think about it. The Maple Leafs win the cup in 1918, and the league gets shut down due to the Spanish flu. The Blue Jays win the World Series. The league gets shut down due to a strike lockout. The Raptors win a championship, and the league gets shut down due to a pandemic. I don't know. I've always thought that the city of Toronto was somewhat cursed, but I think we might have some proof now, actually, with this. So, talking about when sports going to come back, I was saying earlier, the UFC is poised. The UFC would be the most poised to come back. They're not a league. They don't have to worry about ethics and optics too much. They don't have that many, you know what I mean, people around. But when you look at sports as a whole, and I tweeted out the projections, essentially with all the social distancing, guys, listen, there's different guidelines to this coronavirus, right? There was like, so basically the coronavirus is in South Korea, is in China, Italy, the three big countries that it was here before it was here, right? So China, South Korea, Italy, and now Japan. And Japan's done a bad job with it. And Japan's about to get hit now. But if you look at the three countries, those are the three sort of models that the algorithm is using. And China is hard to tell because they're not going to tell the truth, right? China's not going to, you're not going to get real data from China. So it's almost like China's data is garbage. China's going to lie. South Korea and Germany, Germany has too. South Korea and Germany did a much better job of testing people right away, knowing who is sick and sort of isolating people. Like they caught on quicker, right? Now, Italy did a bad job. Italy was slow to come around to it. They didn't really believe in it. You know what I mean? And the thing is, too, there's a pattern, right? It goes after old people or it goes after drinkers, smokers, etc. That's why, like, a lot of people tuning into our show, I'm sure, are vulnerable. Listen, I don't think I'm invincible to this thing. I don't know. Maybe I've had it. I don't even know. But I'm just stating. So people in Italy, there's a lot of old people in Italy. There's a lot of people that drink in Italy. They drink wine all day. They smoke all day. They hug each other and kiss each other. You know what I mean? It's not. They don't believe in social distancing. Neither do France. And France is going to get hit hard too because of this. So I'm just stating. Italy's a freaking nightmare, guys. South Korea got it and basically got rid of it in 3 weeks. All right, like not literally, but you know, South Korea like handled it face on. They tested like 385,000 people in like 5 days type thing. Like they were on top of it. Boom, boom, boom. They mitigated the curve and avoided like utter disaster. Italy did not. All right. Italy went on with their soccer leagues and whatever, and it hitting Italy hard, man. Like Italy is like months into this thing now, and they're still losing like 600-700 people a day. It's not even that big of a country. It's big, but compared to the United States, it isn't. So my whole point is they even said it today. Mike Pence, we're going to sugarcoat everything he possibly can. Mike Pence said it today. He goes, well, our model is sort of more on projection with Italy's model. And that's not good because Italy's in a state of chaos. And the United States is like 6 times bigger than Italy. So if you times this by 6, it's going to get ugly and not good, which leads me to say that, you know, like I said, like Mike Cardano and I were talking about this, and he said, you know, everyone sees New York now and freaks out on the news and stuff, but in 3 weeks or a month, no one's going to be talking about New York. There's going to be, oh my God, like Los Angeles is, Dallas is like, you know what I mean? So I'm putting this in a sports context where maybe you're like, oh, in my town, it's not that bad. The whole point is, guys, until borders are open, right? You have players all over Europe and all over the place right now. Until travel is somewhat normal and until the curve has been severely flatlined. And another thing is, as soon as like it's like, oh, less people died this week, everything's fine again. It's not going to be like that. It's going to have to be a slow process. So from I think basically societal wise, things will sort of, you know, not normal. It'll never be normal. It's not going to be normal until there's a vaccination. But because let's just say, okay, restaurants open more. And, you know, things are open. Stores are open again. Like, you know, any stores open again and stuff. There's still going to be lineups to get in because you're still going to have to socially distance, right? Like no one's going to be standing next to each other ever again for a long time. That's going to be years and years. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not going to be fans, even if there's sports that comes back. But then we get into, all right, when is sports going to come back? And I'm being an optimist right now, and I'm thinking maybe like late July, August. Because even when these leagues come back, it's going to take them a little while to crank it up, right? They can't just come. They're not just coming back and playing in one day, right? It's like a new season, guys. It's going to be like a training camp and all this crap again. So I'm hoping, man. Hopefully it's like the summer of George. So it was supposed to be the summer of George. I got to tell you, man, I'm done looking forward to summers. I went for years not caring. I'm a pretty bitter, jaded guy, as you guys know. right? So I went like forever not looking forward to summers. I was like, I don't care what time of the year it is, whatever. But with the Raptors and NBA playoffs, I'm a big fan of spring and summer. And I don't know. Every time I look forward to spring and summer, something bad happens, and it's not the summer of George. And here we are once again. Hey, it's a cold-ass world. We're just living in it. So check out our podcast on a daily basis over at Apple, iTunes, Spotify. Get all the links from SportsGrid. Go to sportsgrid.com, wherever you you get your podcast. And don't forget me and Cam. You get the show. It's on Pluto TV, Zumo TV, Stir TV, all free apps. All right? It's on every day at 6. And then it gets posted on YouTube in the late night hours. I'd like it to be posted earlier, but hey, it's out of my hands. What can we do? And everyone's working hard. So sort of like I'm not going to be a troll. I'm not going to start yelling at people because my video got up a couple hours later. At least not yet. All right? Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.